Everyone, last week we had the baptism of the Lord. The baptism of the Lord, where the Father says to Jesus, "You are my beloved Son, with you I'm well pleased." And that we're sons in the Son. That we're also beloved sons and daughters, and that makes God our Father. And He's a good Father who speaks to us. He speaks to us as His sons and daughters, like every good parent, good father does. That He speaks to us. The spiritual life changes. When I realize this, that what God has to say to me is much more important than what I have to say to Him. He wants to know what I have to say to Him. But everything changes for the better when I realize listening to God is much more important than me speaking to Him. And so this whole challenge of listening and hearing the voice of God. Mom, and so I give a few points on that. Hearing the voice of the Father. Listening to Him and hearing His voice. I offer a few points on that. First, what the ear is to audible sound, a trusting heart is to the voice of God. Did you hear that? It may be the only profound thing I say all day. What the ear is to your audible sound, speaking to me, a trusting heart is to the voice of God. In other words, to hear God speak requires that I have a trusting heart. To the degree that I do, I will hear Him. Father Josh Waltz likes to tell the story back when he was in college. When he tells it, there's much more fireworks and stuff than when I do. But he was in NDSU going to college, and that's when he was starting to think that maybe he's supposed to be in the seminary. And he went and spoke to Father Dukeshire at the time, who was at the Newman Center. And at one point he said to Father Dukeshire, "I'm asking God to give me a sign." And Father Dukeshire said, "You don't need a sign. You need to ask Him to give you faith to see the signs He's already giving." In order to hear the voice of our Father, we don't need more signs. We need more faith to hear His loving voice. The second thing, parents, to teach your children, that the voice of God is always the voice of a good dad, of a good father. In other words, for those who are moving toward God, who are moving closer and closer to God, their great good, the voice of God is always a voice that consoles. He agrees. That encourages. For a person moving away, getting into harm, the voice of God, St. Ignatius says, pierces the conscience to say, "Don't do that, you're hurting yourself." But for one moving from good to better, from close to God and closer, who genuinely wants God, genuinely seeking Him, the voice of God, dear people, is not a voice of guilt or a voice of discouragement. but a voice that consoles. Like a good dad does when the little boy eats his peas. Good boy. Keep it up. I graduated from St. Mary's Central High School in 1986. Many people say it was the greatest class to ever go through the school. It just so happens that all who say that are graduates of that class. That doesn't mean we're biased, though. It was in March of that year, I think it was March of my senior year, when I started waking up, dear people, with this thought that I should enter the seminary. It came out of the blue. I didn't know where the heck it was coming from, and it scared me. The thought of not having a family. It scared me. It was confusing. It was stressful. I think I even lost some hair over the deal. And so I went to college for 4 years. Listen, and there was barely a day, certainly not a week, where I didn't wake up with this, Tom, what about the seminary? But I really didn't know if it was from God, from my superego, from my grandma, what? It was a burdening thing. Until my senior year, I was sitting in bed reading another boring textbook for an engineering class. And this thought was in my mind. And then something so beautiful came to me, and it was this simple, everyone. As I'm hashing this over, there was the thought, you can't lose. If you go into the seminary, you're not supposed to be a priest. You'll have a better relationship with God, and that will do you well for as a husband and a father. And if you're supposed to be, you found the purpose of your life. You can't lose. My mind got quiet. My soul rested. And in that moment, I made a decision to apply for the seminary. I was obeying God there. I didn't know it. But that was the voice of God. A voice that consoles as one's moving closer and closer to Him. Moms and dads, as you're teaching your kids to be good and do the right thing, make sure you're teaching them the voice of God is the voice of a good father. And not a taskmaster. Lastly, this beautiful first reading on young Samuel, you see what happened? God was calling him, and he heard it. He heard God calling him. It wasn't that there was an absence, it wasn't that it was too distant or too soft. He heard. Second, he knew what it was being said. It was clear. It wasn't puzzling. It wasn't mysterious. It wasn't confusing. He knew that he was being called. Third, it was basic. It wasn't too complex, wasn't too complicated. He heard it, he understood it, it was basic. But did you see what he didn't get? He thought the source was human. The voice was not too extraordinary, it was too ordinary. It was a voice that was so ordinary, he mistaken the voice of God for the voice of a human. So he ran to Eli. Hey, you're calling me. Eli said, no, I'm not. Go back to bed. Dear people, listen, this happens to us in many ways. One is with the voice of the church. That the common voice of the church's teachings, if we're not clear, we can simply see them, their source is human and not God. It's a major important thing in following the voice of God that we're able to teach our children that that isn't just a human thing. Huh? Especially this week of the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, that the beautiful teachings of the church on the sacredness of human life we see as the voice of a loving father. The voice of a loving father saying, don't hurt each other. Take care of the weakest. Take care of them. That it's the voice of the Father. May we, where that's hard, huh? Where it's just seen as a human thing, or even thoughts in our own minds, right? Where God speaks to us on a personal level. It might seem so ordinary that we dismiss it. Let us pay attention to that this week for the grace and where we sense his consolation, where we sense his voice. Let us bring to him, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord.